Module 3, Defining Your Social Media Policy, Part 1. When building a social media policy for the company, there are several aspects and guidelines to consider. In order to prevent situations that can put the company at risk, companies create a policy that outlines what is and is not acceptable use of social media in the workplace. Some basic rules should be established first to give the policy some structure. Determine what the policy wants to accomplish and what can be done to make that happen. Once the basics have been established, you can move toward the specific points of the plan and form a policy that will benefit everyone involved. It should be a living document. Simply put, a living document is a document or policy that is always changing or revised. Many company policies are written and then shared with everyone, only to be filed away and left the same as the day it was written. But social media is one area where things are constantly changing, so your social media policy needs to change with it. As new laws come into effect or new regulations are made, the rules of social media and information sharing will not remain stagnant. Keep this policy on the top of your to-do list, even if it has already been reviewed, because it will need to be checked often to ensure accuracy. Choosing an information officer. An information officer, or sometimes also referred to as a chief information officer, CIO, is an employee who is responsible for the information and tools needed to uphold a company's policies and general business goals. In regards to a social media policy, an information officer would be responsible for any information or tools needed that would uphold the social media policy that has been put into place. This includes any updates needed, reviews that have been done, and introducing any new material that may not have been previously addressed. The information officer often works on a committee that helps address the needs of a policy and ensure that the flow of information is done smoothly. What can and cannot be shared. Since the goal of a social media policy is to set expectations for employees to display appropriate behavior while online, it is important to outline what information can and cannot be shared from the beginning. Use specific details when available, since vague and indefinite terms can be confusing or taken in the wrong direction. Review topics that discuss using company information on a social media website or how an employee should address content online. Establish what information can be shared and what information should remain confidential. Every policy usually includes some kind of restriction on revealing any business secret, insider tips, or client lists, while also giving the green light for other pieces of information, such as employee title and office phone number. Common topics to review: customer or client lists and information, company secrets or insider information, company projects or assignments, employee and personnel demographics, legal and ethics specifications. When people use social media, they can often forget that their actions can appear illegal or unethical in nature. For instance, a user copying content to display on another site, or using a blog to discriminate against another person. Since employees represent their company the moment they sign on, it is important to address any issue or topic that may harm the company legally or ethically. Many employees do not realize that they can cause the company to be sued if they violate another company or person legally, which can lead to more problems for everyone. When you are defining the social media policy, discuss this topic with urgency and stress the importance of practicing legal and ethical behavior when participating on social media sites, either at work or at home. Common topics or rules to discuss: inappropriate or offensive content, online harassment or discrimination, keeping online records, expectations of privacy for employees and clients. Case study: Danny was working on revisiting the social media policy with his employees. He knew that many new social media sites had just come on the market and they were not yet addressed in the current policy. Danny and his team came together to have a meeting about the new sites and what they need to say about them. One member brought up that while this new site allows photo and text, there needs to be a restriction on what employees are able to post while at work. Another member was concerned about how the new site could be used to harass past employees or clients. By the end of the meeting, Danny and his team were able to address all of the legal, ethical, and privacy issues that come with new social media information, and were able to update the policy to ensure everything was covered and made clear.